This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In financial industry news today, this item, a special committee of the board of directors at Wells Fargo has decided that former CEO John Stumpf, remember he resigned in the aftermath of that fake account scandal last year, Stumpf is going to have to give back another $28 million in compensation for his role in that episode. That's on top of $41 million that was clawed back when Stumpf retired in October. New York State has become the first to approve a free college plan for middle-class families. A $153 billion budget deal reached in Albany last night is going to cover tuition at the state's public colleges and universities for families earning up to $125,000 a year. Tuition, though, as any family paying for school knows all too well, is just part of the bill. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
By 2019, any New York student with a certain GPA and course load will qualify for free public tuition if their family's annual income is $125,000 or less. Why $125,000?
It covers certainly the middle class at the end of the day, and those are the families who have been squeezed by rising tuition.
Mark Huelsman is a senior policy analyst at Demos. The program only covers expenses left over after federal and other grants run out. Beth Akers with the Manhattan Institute says it doesn't do much for lower-income families.
Students who are from the lowest-income households in New York State are already going to college at very deeply discounted tuition prices or even for free in many instances.
And the scholarship does not cover room and board. Mark Cohen is president of the SUNY Student Assembly.
Room and board at the State University of New York, an incredibly affordable system of public higher education, it can still be twice as much as tuition itself.
Overall, he calls the plan a spectacular step in the right direction. But Richard Garassi, president of the private Wagner College on Staten Island, says if tuition-free public college catches on,
this will drive lots of students out of the private sector into the public sector where there's not enough capacity and not adequate funding.
The program sets aside $19 million to help students pay for private colleges. But here's the catch. After graduation, recipients have to stay in New York for as many years as they received the scholarship. If they take a job out of state, the grant would convert to a loan. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.